Municipal drug strategy is simply a city-based strategy for approaching the problems of drugs. Right? That when you have a situation of open-air drug market, as an example, or drug-related disorder, cities are often the first jurisdictions that have to address and deal with those problems. Of course, not every element of drug use is a problem. That's not the case at all. But there are instances, particularly in cities, when drug use can become deeply problematic, either because of overdose fatalities or the transmission of HIV and AIDS or drug-related crime or disorder related to open-air drug markets or public drug consumption. And a municipal drug strategy is simply a strategy that the city, any city, would develop to address those problems in a more effective manner. What happens currently, particularly here in New York, is that the approaches to drug policy are completely siloed so that the left hand almost never knows what the right hand is doing, or there's a dominant approach of criminalization that minimizes or otherwise diminishes the ability of other approaches to address the problems. So an example here in New York City, one of the most successful public health interventions ever in the city of New York or anywhere else has been the advent of syringe exchange programs. The multiplication of these programs and their availability in the city of New York has dramatically reduced the transmission of HIV and AIDS in the city of New York over the last 20 years. In fact, it has done so with such enormous success that no reasonable person quite even questions the value of these programs any longer. They've become a staple part of the public health department's interventions to address drug use and the transmission of HIV and hepatitis C. And they've been wildly successful. People engage these programs not just for clean needles and to dispose of used ones, but also as a point of contact, often their only point of contact, for engaging with the social service system. So many of the clients within these programs are seen within the syringe exchange program and oftentimes nowhere else. And so these programs are a very important part of our public health system here in the city of New York. And even though we pay for those programs and that the public health department has identified and tested them clearly identified their value. Meanwhile, NYPD continues to arrest people, oftentimes outside of these programs, for possession of syringes. And NYPD's approach in doing this fundamentally undermines the use and engagement of syringe exchange programs by their participants. If somebody's going to a program to use their facilities, they may have a counselor there, they may be picking up new equipment, whatever the case. And if they're picked up by the police on the way and charged with drug possession or charged with mostly syringe possession, they're less likely to return to that program, and they spread the word to their friends that the street is hot, that if they go back to that program that the police may arrest them. When people are not engaging at the syringe exchange program, what ends up occurring is that they may be using dirty needles. They may dispose of their syringes in places that they should not otherwise do so, and they're not accessing the essential services that many of these people both need and, frankly, are entitled to as a simple basic human right. And so even though the public health department in the city of New York has said syringe exchange programs, these are valuable programs, they're part of our public health system, they're improving the public health, they're actually improving public safety, we need to have them, we're going to fund them. Meanwhile, the NYPD is arresting people for possession of syringes, and these things are working at cross purposes. And a big reason for that is that New York City itself does not have a municipal drug strategy. We don't have a coordinated plan where all of the stakeholders are at the table. They've all identified shared objectives, and they're pursuing those objectives in a manner where everybody understands what their role is and how success is going to be measured. There's no evaluation mechanism here that holds the NYPD to the same measurements and of success that the public health department is held to. But if we were to sit those players down at a table and say, we want to protect public health and protect public safety, we want to ensure that we are enhancing both public health and public safety for New Yorkers. If those players sat down and had a conversation along with many other stakeholders, they may end up finding themselves developing a municipal-based drug strategy. That's not what we have here in New York. But when players do that, when they sit down, when various stakeholders come together across different sectors, education, health, law enforcement, the drug users themselves, formerly incarcerated people, business leaders, and so forth, they can devise a plan that seeks to reduce the harms both associated with drugs themselves and with our drug policies. And that's being done in various jurisdictions around the world, not yet here, though, in the state of New York.